ABC Radio Australia.
Now, staying in Papua New Guinea, because communities and businesses in the vicinity of the country's largest mine are calling for its immediate reopening after the government and the mine's owners signed a recommencement agreement. Porgera Mine is slated to start up again in 2022 now, 2 years after it was shut down in a dispute over ownership shares. But as Carolyn Tierman reports, community and business leaders say the restart date is too far off for many families who rely on the mine for their livelihoods.
The mine was shut down in April 2020 and refused to renew Barrick New Guinea's mining lease. A legal battle last year saw Barrick agree to give PNG more than 50% ownership in the mine and in return securing its place as the mine developer. According to a commencement agreement signed by Prime Minister James Marape and Barrick New Guinea Limited, the mine will reopen in April 2022. For the Porgera Chamber of Commerce and Industry and its 400 members, that's too long, with many of them going to the wall because of cash flow problems. Nixon Pakia, president of the Porgera Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says although they are happy with the recommencement agreement, they want the mine to reopen before Christmas.
We want the Porgera mine to be recommissioned or reopened as soon as possible, because in the last 19 months, you know, our business and our livelihood have been badly affected, because we do earn income from the mine alone. There is no other source of revenue. We only entirely depend on Porgera mine. Therefore, we want the mine to reopen as soon as possible. I, on behalf of them again, relay our appreciation to the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea and Barrick Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Mark Bristow, for signing the commencement agreement last week Friday. That actually gave us the confidence that Porgera mine will come back to operational. At least we want the mine to be back to normal no later than the end of the year.
Mr. Pakia also says the closure of the mine has affected hundreds of people's lives from Lae in Morobee Province, Eastern Highlands, Western Highlands and overseas, with people having no money to pay back bank loans, now surpassing 2 billion kina. Another community leader who wants the mine to reopen is Elizabeth Yarume, president of the Women in Business in Porgera.
Since the mine shut down, everything came to complete stop. Everything came to complete stop. So from there, what do you expect? Like, everyone has been affected. If only there was an exit plan in place, or if there was any relief funds or something like this from the government to look after all the old people, the women, the children, then we could be okay. But given the situation now, it's not like this.
Spencer Wangare is from Paela, a sub-district of Porgera, and he supports the call for the recommencement of the mine.
Just close some 1 kilometers away, but we are still a way back. No road service, no government service, both from government and the company as well. And then all my people from Paela, they all reside in Porgera to get benefit from the mining activities like spin-off business and contract work and all this. And since the mining, start down of mining in 2020, I went to Porgera last month. And then people at the village, their cash flow, everything's dried up. And a lot of people die of sickness and like that. And there's no cash flow. All the migrants from other districts and provinces, they left for their homeland. Only the people that are suffering right now is people from Porgera and Paela. Because of the mining shutdown, I don't know what reasons they did that at the national level and like that, but...
But a former Minister of Petroleum and Energy in the Somare government, Francis Potapé, says the mine should not have been closed.
I am not sure what is really going on there, but in my honest opinion, the closure was not necessary. The mine should have been kept operating, but under some sort of arrangement until they come up with this, finalize this sort of arrangements. because a lot of lives have been affected.
The commencement agreement is the first step in reopening the mine, including the setup of a new Porgera project company, which will be responsible for mining operations.